Presley with Martin Besser.
Trezor on the show this morning. He always lifts our Friday spirits, and also the dress code for the morning as well. Always looking amazing and sounding great all over the continent. Talk to me about doing shows on the rest of the continent. I mean, you've been in South Africa for a while now. I know you were supposed to go to Kenya, but then they got locked down. You've got Zambia coming up. Where all of the places have you showed on the continent? And it's great to know that the continent is opening up like this.
Thank you so much. Yes, I think we've done quite a lot of shows around the continent, you know, personally, like be it Kenya, Rwanda, Zambia, Malawi, Zim, geez. Funny enough, I haven't performed in Congo since I left, which is like over 10 years ago, but and also quite a bit of shows in Europe and on the continent a lot. I think at the moment, like, a lot of artists here, not just in South Africa but also from Nigeria and from Tanzania, are really still performing in East Africa and West Africa, because I think they've managed to kind of keep the live sector open. And I know we're supposed to be going to Kenya next month, but they had lockdown due to the crazy Amapiano wave that was happening there. But we're hoping to still go to Zambia next month. And it's exciting. It's good to always... I mean, my last show I did of like in the open was on the 25th of Jan 2020 at Kirstenbosch.
Wow.
Kirstenbosch?
Yeah.
Is that your last?
Last open show,
I hear you, dude. I hear you. You must be missing the stage.
A lot. I mean, we did a few corporates in December, which was good. But it was like for small people, like, you know, small room. Mm. But I'm hoping to go back on tour with the guys, Maporis and Cubs, are possibly within the next month. So hopefully we get to really do some really cool, exciting stuff outside of South Africa. Yeah.
You love collabs. Got a collab album out. You've got exciting news, which I think is going to be your first announcement. Yeah.
All right.
About a collab with Black Coffee.
Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, man, and I love and respect Black Coffee. I think he's incredible. You know, he's very funny story. So he recorded my vocals for a song I did with his artist Da Capo, Speed of Sound, which did really well for him, and that was the first time we sort of met. And again, it's the couple in the mix and Black Coffee and myself. But I think it's an exciting song. I think it's really going to do well. It's really cool.
That's fantastic. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, and I've just been doing a whole bunch of exciting. I think for me, collaborating is really a great way to bring like different worlds together.
I love that about you as well. You love collabing, and every time it brings something else out in you.
For sure. I think it's beautiful. And also I get bored easily. Mm. Like, I love to always create something that is new, fresh, and experiment, also just challenge myself. And the best way to do it as an artist is to always get out of your comfort zone, you know, and that's collaborating and just working with different people that work on different sounds. And the fact, for me personally, the fact that I can write a song like The Woods for my Josie and do a song with Black Coffee and then be on a song with, write an album for my Porous and Cubs, it just, for me, it's fun, you know, it's beautiful and just different worlds. It's just different avenues, and really exciting for me. Yeah.
Did I hear something about a Beatenberg collab again?
Yeah, like Matthew, the singer, is like one of my best friends, and we've been writing since we met, 2015, 14, and we write all the time, so we have songs. And then now and then you hear Zambezi, then you hear an Aphrodite. You hear just bits and pieces.
They keep coming.
We've been in the studio. We actually in the studio with one of the guys from Mumford & Sons last year sometime.
Okay.
And we wrote some really cool stuff as well.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And the producer.
Just that, every day. You know, every day in the studio, man.
And then just now I was playing Don's Monkey from Tones and I, and he's like, I also worked with that producer.
Yeah, Konstantin is cool. He's the coolest guy. Like, he's cool, he's fun. Actually, he's so crazy about South African sound. Like,
is it?
Like, crazy.
Did you make a song together?
Yeah, we made like two exciting songs together. They're actually in talks with a few international companies. Really exciting songs.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and he's a great producer, and It was really funny. We were supposed to make them in Los Angeles last year, and then lockdown came. He was there. I was in New York. We were actually supposed to meet. He made a U-turn. I made a U-turn back home.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
But it's going to happen.
You know, we did the songs already. Everything virtually via Zoom, yeah.
Can you just, like, for a moment, just within 2 minutes space, there's, like, a whole lot that just got dropped here on the show this morning. Black Coffee, Beatenberg, Constantine, the producer for Tones and I, and worked on Dance Monkey. Was that, he worked on that song?
Yeah, he worked on Corrotinate, yeah.
What am I missing out?
Just Mumford and Sons. Mumford and Sons, yeah.
That's just a whole lot. We'll take a song so that it can all just sink in. That's amazing. But I love what you're saying, dude. I love that because life is too short not to go there and experience the different collaborations and influences, and you get bored.
It's a beautiful life.
Will you get that bored that you would possibly think of an Afrikaans-English collaboration?
I mean, it's not, like, for me, I think it's not something I haven't done. I just did it.
With who?
With the Devils.
With the Devils, fantastic. Okay. How the hell did I miss that?
It's going to come. It's going to come. It's called Shangri-La.
It's still coming.
It's a really dope song, man.
And Liesl, will throw out a name and let's see.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Every morning.
From 6 to 9 a.m.
I love it.